Russia warns West against protecting skies over Ukraine is the main front page headline for the Irish Times this morning. Reporting from Lviv, Daniel McLaughlin writes that Moscow has warned it will view any bid by the West to guard Ukraine's airspace as an act of hostility, as the United States said it was seeking ways to help Poland provide warplanes to its neighbour. The war in Ukraine features across front pages this morning. The Irish Independent, in its extensive coverage of the story, leads on a photograph taken by Mark Condren of a woman with four children crossing the border into southeast Poland. They're making their way across a railway line wrapped up against the elements. The woman is helping the youngest child to get over the metal tracks. Inside on page 5, Fionnán Sheehan speaks to refugees arriving from Ukraine into Poland. He describes people arriving on foot, by car or by bus, being met by what almost resembles a forest campsite. One woman, Hanna Vilichenkovai, has come to Poland with her children, leaving behind her husband, her parents and her grandmother. Her family is Ukrainian-Russian, and she bursts into tears describing how they cannot understand Russia's actions. She says that hospitals and schools in her home city of Kakhovka in southern Ukraine have been destroyed. Running for their lives is the headline on the front of the Irish Sun, which carries a photograph of a woman and child running in a clearly distressed state in the city of Irpin. That image is also carried on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Even higher fuel prices on the way is the lead angle for that paper this morning, which reports that Washington is in active talks with European allies about targeting Russia's energy industry in the next round of sanctions, the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced. Killed as they fled, says the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror. The image on the front of the Star shows a Ukrainian soldier walking past the bodies of a family killed as they tried to escape Irpin. The photo shows a silver-coloured suitcase beside the bodies, and images from that scene in other papers show a pet carrier box on the ground alongside. The scene is on the front of the Mirror too, which reports that in the incident, around 8 people, including 2 children, were killed when they came under gun attack from Russian troops. Inside the Star, Paul Healy reports that the Archbishop of Dublin has declined to back Father Fergal MacDonagh, who doused the Russian embassy in Dublin in red paint on Friday. In a statement to the paper, Archbishop Dermot Farrell said, "This is a time for peacemaking and witness to peace, not the senseless call to violence. Father MacDonagh may face a court summons for possible criminal damage, but he insisted, we're told, that he would not pay any fine." Elsewhere in domestic political news in the Irish Daily Mail, Craig Hughes reports that the Dáil is set to have up to 15 more TDs after the next general election. The paper reports that senior government sources expect the number to increase significantly beyond what's constitutionally required, predicting at least 10 new seats, but saying that potentially up to 15 will be available. And on page 2 of the Irish Examiner, A.V. Kumar has the story that Ireland's Jewish community hid Michael Collins from the Black and Tans during the War of Independence. The paper reports that genealogist Stuart Rosenblatt has uncovered new evidence that Collins evaded the Black and Tans with the help of Reverend Gudansky of the Dublin Hebrew congregation by masquerading as an elderly Jewish man on his way to the synagogue and speaking gibberish to the soldiers he passed.